Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee and join the conversation with Mariska and Cara on Two Sugars.
Top of the afternoon to you all. Great to have your company this Wednesday afternoon. Well, it's time to take 25. Pour yourself a cuppa, put your feet up, sit back and relax, and join the conversation. You're with Mariska and Kim, listening to Two Sugars on 104.6 Planet FM. Great song to start our afternoon. Kim, welcome along.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, by crikey, we're going to have to change that intro, aren't we? Because Cara was still on there.
Yeah. Well, that, Cara, Kim, pretty close, but yeah, not Kim.
No, no. It's not close enough, is
no,
it?
No, not quite.
So, for our listeners out there, we know that Cara has deserted us. Of course, she hasn't deserted us, but she is now down in Oamaru, and Kim is taking her seat. Fantastic to have you along.
It's awesome to be here.
So what we thought is we would find out a little bit about you today.
Cool.
Now, I know you're not new to our show, and for our listeners out there, you will remember Kim and John came on the show last year and did a whole series with us.
We did.
So, yeah. But now it's fantastic to have you here sitting in the seat with me. So, Kim, remind us, you are originally from South Africa.
Yes. Moved to New Zealand 16 years ago this year.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah, that's a long time.
Can you remember
ago.
What made you choose New Zealand?
The more to be honest, we were looking at Australia first.
Oh, ouch. Oh, black mark. Black mark.
Shock, horror.
But you came here.
But we came here. The more we looked into it, you know, the more we loved what we saw. We, you know, loved the culture. And the industry that John was in at the time, he's a plastics engineer. And there was a dire need for plastics engineers in New Zealand. So we got in touch with a few people and they said, oh, please come, we need you here.
Well, that's awesome. So at least you had something to come to.
Yes.
Yeah. And settling in. What was the, if you think back, I mean, I know it's quite a while ago now, what was the biggest kind of shock maybe when you came to New Zealand? Because I'm imagining you must have had a picture in your mind of what New Zealand was like and maybe what the people were like.
Yeah, definitely. To be honest,
for our listeners out there, she's not. If you could see her face right now.
To be honest, just the drive from the airport to the people that we stayed with, very kindly stayed with, we didn't know anybody here other than a friend of a friend of a friend, pretty much.
Right.
So, yeah. And the drive from the airport to the North Shore, and all the cars were parked on the side of the road. How do you park your cars on the side of the road? You don't do that where we come from. They get broken into and stolen. You know, and just the openness of everything and the cleanliness of everything, you know. And when we arrived, I was 8 months pregnant with our second child.
Wow.
Yeah, that wasn't quite in the plan, but it is what it is. And, you know, we decided we'll go for a walk because we didn't have a car. And we decided to go for a walk around, you know, the area that we were in and go and look for a motor car to buy. And the people were just so friendly. You know, people were just so welcoming. The place was so clean. The cars were parked on the side of the road. It was just, everything was open. You know, there were no burglar bars. There were no high walls, no fences. So that really stood out for us, you know. And then we found a car, and it only took like 20 minutes and it was registered and everything was sorted. Where we come from, that takes weeks.
Wow.
So we were just blown away from the word go.
Absolutely. And a baby on the way.
I know.
By crikey. Now that might have, well, I can imagine that would have been a little bit scary. Whole new system,
trying to
find a doctor, you know, all of that type of thing.
Yeah, so when we first arrived, John and I came on our own because Callan, our now young man, who's 18, he was 3. And John and I came on our own just to have a look-see and for me to find out about doctors and births and how much it's going to cost us and all that stuff. So found a beautiful doctor on the shore, and she gave us all the information that we needed. And, so just sort of calmed my nerves a little bit because it was quite nerve-wracking. And then, of course, you know, very different from when we had Callan, first grandchild, the whole family was around, flowers and visitors and, you know, everybody was there with meals. And when Kian was born, she was 4 weeks prem too.
Oh, Christ.
So we still had no furniture, sleeping on a mattress, waiting for our furniture to arrive, and she decided, okay, now's the time to come. Yeah, it was very different. There was nobody around other than, you know, the company that John was working for at the time. They were lovely and sent some flowers to us, but it was just the three of us. Well, four of us when Kian arrived, so.
That's quite difficult, isn't it? When, you know, at a time like that where you do need the support.
Your mum?
Yeah.
I was like, oh, honey, my mum, where's my dad, you know? So, yeah, that was tough. But, you know, the Plunkett system was fantastic. I mean, I couldn't believe that, you know, the Plunkett nurses would come and see me in my home, you know. I didn't have to go anywhere, and they even said, you know, if you needed somebody to come and clean your house and do your washing and do your groceries, people would do that for you. I just couldn't believe my ears. But they monitored me really closely. They were worried that I might get a bit depressed or, you know, have a bit of antenatal or something like that.
That's probably understandable. understandable, actually, yes, right in that moment of the whole resettlement and everything else. Yeah.
So new country, new everything. But, I was good. I was fine.
Awesome.
We settled in beautifully. And, you know, it just attests to the people of New Zealand, because honestly, we were welcomed with open arms and, loved it from the word go. So, yeah.
Fantastic. Now, I must ask you, have you been to Australia?
Yes.
Oh, you did go and have a wee peek.
Yes. Oh, not until recently, actually. So we transited through Australia. John's been quite a few times for work. So he's gone Sydney, Melbourne, Perth. We did pop into Perth on the way back from one of our trips back to South Africa.
Yeah.
And we've been to Melbourne, but love New Zealand. New Zealand's our home, you know. So
awesome.
Yeah.
So, all right, now I'm going to put Kim on the spot here, actually, and I'm going to ask her about a few of her favourite things.
Oh, goodness.
And this probably one, actually, we can probably double this question up as one of the foods that you miss from home, but also what is your favourite food? Because that might have changed, actually. But firstly, what is that food that you miss from home? Because there's always something that we miss.
Actually, you know, we're so lucky because there are so many South African shops here that we don't actually have to miss much. Biltong was always a big part of our lives. John used to love his biltong, and that, for those that don't know, is sort of like dried meat. I know it sounds awful, doesn't it?
Yes, and it's interesting. It's not something we really have here in New Zealand.
No.
It's not a normal thing that we have.
No, definitely not. So, but you get a whole lot of South African shops that sell, you know, biltong. So, you know, when we go to friends' places, we often take a little bag of biltong and then they all climb into it. Most of them actually quite enjoy it. So,
is it quite chewy? I can only imagine it'll be quite chewy.
Yeah, it is, but it's really tasty if it's done properly, and if it's, been cured properly, it's really tasty. Yeah. So I think that my favourite food, is it a food? Chocolate? That's, you know, New Zealand's got, the best chocolate. So, that's all good.
You're an easy one to buy presents for, right?
Chocolate.
Yeah, I think we're probably all a little bit on the side of chocolate.
Oh, and yes. Whittaker's is
absolutely
one of the best.
Yeah, no, I will agree with you, absolutely.
Yes.
And I quite like the way they do smaller bars as well.
Yes.
Because then I don't feel so guilty.
Yes, because John and I can easily go through a chocolate bar together.
Yeah.
The kids go, where was that chocolate bar?
Gone.
What? Chocolate bar.
Must have fallen out of the shopping trolley.
No, you're imagining things.
Yeah. And so have you got, I suppose, as you say, I mean, you there are in Auckland a lot of South African shops where you can buy food from home, but also thinking about some of the New Zealandish food, although I'm not quite sure what New Zealandy food is actually like, but I mean, the pavlova and roast lamb and stuff like that is... Captures your imagination or not?
I think pavlova, yes. I think that's the first time I tasted pav was in New Zealand.
Wow.
Yeah. My mum was a fantastic cook and baker, and she used to make meringue, the most divine meringue that you could ever wish to think of. And so that's always been a bit of a soft spot for me. So pav is, you know, meringue and cream, and then kiwi fruit. And that's, you know, something else. New Zealand and kiwi fruit. Our daughter is just nuts over kiwi fruit and feijoas.
Interesting. And that feijoa season here is just, you know, it comes on and it's gone.
Yeah, before you know it.
Pop yourself one bush in your garden and you'll have thousands of feijoas.
Yes. We've got about four in our back garden.
And funnily enough, there's probably not a lot else you can do with them that actually, apart from eating them.
Or putting them on the pav. Bush.
Yeah. Well, feijoa on pav. No, I'm not sure.
No, not
about
feijoa on pav.
Oh, you took kiwi.
Yeah, kiwi on pav. Not feijoa. Feijoa might be a bit unusual.
Yeah. That's what I mean with feijoas. There's not much I don't think you can do with them. I know there's a lot of listeners out there who will disagree with me that know what to do with feijoas, but yeah.
Smoothies, maybe.
Yeah. Mm. Let's take a break there. Well, we just think about those feijoa smoothies. We'll be back with you shortly.
To keep you close to me, But I got in between. Tried to square, not be in there, but said that I should have been. Hold back the river, let me look in your eyes. Hold back the river so I can stop for a minute and see where you hide. Hold back the river, hold back. Once upon a different life, we rub our backs into the sky. Now we call against the tide. Those distant days are flashing by.
Listening to Two Sugars, Conversations Over Coffee on 104.6 Planet FM.
So if you've just joined us, we are introducing Kim, who's in the seat now with us. So, Kim, next favourite thing, favourite colour?
Oh, purple.
Purple?
In fact, I've just bought myself a little purple mini.
Oh, how exciting is that?
Yeah, I love it. Absolutely. Yeah, I don't need the big people mover anymore. You know, we always used to have too many children and the friends, and now our son's got his own car, and it's not cool to drive with mum and her people mover gay car.
Although I'm not sure, would he think it's cool to be driving with mum in a purple mini?
He says it's cool, mum. Oh. Cool car, likes the colour. So there we go. Yes.
Cool.
So
you have to watch out for that.
Yes. Yeah. No, he's a bit big though. He used to squish himself. He's like 6'2" something. So I think he'd struggle to drive it actually. There's no way he fits in the back. But I think there's method to my madness.
Little purple mini, we'll have to look out for that on the roads. Yeah. Favourite day of the week and why?
Oh, I try and make every day favourite for me. I must say, I guess Saturdays are always good because it's more time with the family and, you know, it's away from the normal, you know, work week, so to speak. And it's more time to spend with family and friends and, you know, doing something that you really love. But, every day of the week for me is a favourite. I try and make the most of every day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But Saturdays, I guess.
Now, this next one I'm going to ask you is really, I couldn't answer it myself.
Mm.
But anyway, I'm going to ask you. Your favourite song?
Oh, that's a good one. I like, it's Incredible. I can't recall the artist, though, but it's called Incredible.
You could sing a few lines for us.
Oh.
I don't know if you want that.
But it peps me up. Another actually good song for me is by will.i.am and Justin Bieber, who's, I believe, in the country at the moment, or coming to the country at the moment. But Power. It's just two songs that really just get me going and pep me up.
Yeah.
So I think those two are my favourites. And they're not the latest, oldie but goodie. Yeah, so.
It's interesting always with favourite songs, isn't it? Because, you know, probably as you go through, you know, your whole life, there's been favourite and favourite ones, and then you kind of forget until you hear them again, and then, you know, suddenly another one comes along, and that's the first one you kind of, you do think of.
I'm actually quite impressed that I remembered both of them.
Yeah.
Because you hear them like, oh, I love this song, it's my favourite, but you can't remember who sings it or what the name is,
I always think of one of the favourite songs for me is Queen, Another One Bites the Dust.
Oh, yes, that's always a goodie.
I've always thought that I'm going to have that played at my funeral.
That would be hilarious. I can imagine everybody sitting there listening to Doom, Doom, Doom,
Another One Bites the Dust. And our final question for today, your hobby. What do you love doing when you're not working?
Oh, there's a few things. So I love starting my day with a run down to the beach.
Oh, crikey.
I know. I'm a bit nuts that way. 5:30, you know, and it's just so quiet and it's just so beautiful. And then I like to start my day with meditating on the beach, just quiet time, you know. So that's a good, what's it, call it hobby if you want.
Yeah.
And I also love doing bushwalks and beach walks. You know, so enjoy the outdoors and getting out there and just enjoying nature and this beautiful, beautiful, safe country that we live in, that we can do this kind of thing.
Yeah, and there's just some awesome walks around New Zealand, and ones that you can take days or weeks doing, but also ones that you can just take a day out and go for a walk.
Yeah.
And we are, I think, very lucky to have that here.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you know, it's something that John and I love doing together. You know, it's a great couple time. You know, we're adding to our adventure pot all the time.
Yeah.
And that's just, you know, being outdoors and being able to do that. My dad's just, he stayed with us for about 3 months from November to Jan. And he did so much walking. You know, he's 75, he's still fit as a fiddle, plays a lot of golf in South Africa. But, did a lot of walking here, you know, at 11 o'clock, he's going for his walk and off he'd go for about an hour. And he can't do that back at home, you know, which unfortunately it's just not safe enough. Like we said, if you manage to walk anywhere, he said, I play my golf, you know, that's what I can do because it's just not safe to walk. So just every time we do it and every time I go out, you know, I just really appreciative that we can do that in this beautiful country.
Awesome. Well, there we have it. So from now on, it's Mariska and Kim that you'll be listening to and joining the conversation with us. So Kim, it's been great to find out a little bit about you and for our listeners as well. And of course, Cara's going to pop in every so often.
That'd
and let us know how she's going down there in Oamaru. Same time, same place next week with Mariska and Kim.
Just you and me here. I'll go to war for you.